Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
The school district police chief in Uvalde, Texas, where 21 people were killed by a gunman, is not responding to investigators' request for an interview. The AP's Julie Walker.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says they want to talk to Pete Arredondo, who was in charge, about why he waited over an hour while parents and officers from other law enforcement agencies wanted to go into the school and students inside were calling 911. The director of DPS said that was the wrong decision, believing the gunman was barricaded inside and children were not at risk. Arredondo has not responded to multiple requests for comment from the Associated Press. At one point, a man answering the door at his home told a reporter for us he was indisposed and that the truth will come out.
Today, President Biden meets virtually with baby formula manufacturers. He's trying to ease the nationwide shortage. His strategy calls for importing foreign supplies and using the Defense Production Act to speed domestic production. Ukraine has been pleading for this. Now the U.S. is sending advanced rocket systems to Ukraine. The AP's Tim McGuire.
President Biden is sending an advanced rocket system to Ukraine, but not one that can reach into Russia. In a guest essay published Tuesday evening in the New York Times, President Biden writes, the U.S. is providing Ukraine with advanced rocket systems and munitions to more precisely strike targets on the battlefield. The aid package, expected to be announced Wednesday, would send what the U.S. considers medium-range rockets, ones generally that can travel around 45 miles.
You've probably felt the sting from the global supply chain problems. China's COVID lockdown is part of the reason the supply chain's been disrupted. Now, though, the big city of Shanghai is beginning to return to normal. The lockdown there is easing this morning. This is AP News. Now a warning from the nation's top cybersecurity agency. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The nation's leading cybersecurity agency says electronic voting machines from a leading vendor have software vulnerabilities. Dominion Voting Systems machines are used in at least 16 states. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency says there's no evidence the flaws have been exploited to alter election results. However, in an advisory to state election officials, it says they can leave the machines susceptible to hacking if left unaddressed. It details 9 vulnerabilities and suggests protective measures to prevent or detect their exploitation. Dominion defends its machines as accurate and secure. The advisory is based on testing by a prominent computer scientist who is an expert witness in a long-running lawsuit unrelated to the false allegations of a stolen election pushed by former President Trump after his 2020 loss. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. Stanley Cup Conference Finals off to a wild start in the West as the Oilers and Avalanche began their series in Denver. AP's Bruce Morton was there.
Both teams scored at will, but Colorado hung on for a series-opening 8-6 victory. JT Compher scored 2 goals for the Avalanche.
We're going to have some stuff to clean up. A lot of guys chipped in offensively tonight, but I think we have a lot to clean up defensively. If we want to, you know, win more games in the series, we have a bit to clean up.
The Eastern Conference final starts Wednesday night in New York with the Rangers hosting the 2-time defending champion Lightning. Speaking of champions, an historic match at the French Open where 21-time Grand Slam champ Rafael Nadal beat 20-time Grand Slam champ Novak Djokovic in their quarterfinal showdown in a 4-set thriller as he looks for his 14th title at Roland Garros.
Very emotional night for me, and I'm still playing for nights like today. But it's just a quarterfinals match.
Baseball. The Yankees scored 4 runs in the first to give Jordan Montgomery all the support he needed as the Bronx Bombers trounced the fading Angels 9-1.
They really came out swinging, kind of gave me an early lead and put together a lot of good ABs, so really good outing.
The Central Division leading Twins split a doubleheader with the Tigers, good enough for their manager, Rocco Baldelli.
It was a long day at the ballpark, and the guys grinded it out pretty good, and we wanted 2 wins. We got 1, but, you know, I guess you live to fight another day.
Other American League winners Tuesday. Blue Jays, Astros, Guardians, Mariners, and Rangers who blanked the Rays. In the National League, the Mets again routed the Nationals 10-0. The Cubs got wise to the Brewers, winning 8-7 on Patrick Wisdom's eighth-inning homer.
We need to, just get on the right side of those one-run games, and thankfully tonight we did, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Wins also for the Cardinals, Giants, Diamondbacks, Pirates, and Reds, who topped the Red Sox. Tom Arium, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says his intention is not to interfere, but with inflation soaring, he's meeting with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
Chair Powell and other leaders of the Fed have noted at this moment they have a laser focus on addressing inflation, just like I am. And with a larger complement of board members now confirmed, I know we'll use those tools of monetary policy to address the rising prices for the American people.
Inflation has shown signs of moderating, but is likely to remain far above the Fed's 2% target through the end of this year. President Biden talked about gun violence at the White House with New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
So much of it is preventable, and the devastation is amazing.
Ardern successfully won passage in New Zealand of gun control after a gunman killed 51 Muslim worshippers. Getting any gun legislation through the U.S. Congress is an uphill battle. An acquittal today in Washington from Michael Sussman, the lawyer for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, was charged with lying to the FBI.
I told the truth to the FBI, and the jury clearly recognized that with their unanimous verdict today.
Sussman was accused of pushing information meant to cast suspicions on Donald Trump and Russia in the run-up to the 2016 election. Former Trump administration trade advisor Peter Navarro revealed in a court filing he's been subpoenaed to appear before a Justice Department grand jury investigating the Capitol riot.
I get to go home and tell my kids that BTS opened for me.
President Biden met at the White House with K-pop group BTS.
We thank President Biden and the White House for giving this important opportunity to speak about the important causes, remind ourselves of what we can do as artists.
They talked about Asian inclusion and anti-Asian hate crimes and discrimination. This is AP News. The pressure on Ukraine's eastern hospitals is most evident after a Russian attack.
Last week, medics wheeled a patient with severe head injuries into the hospital in the town of Pokrovsk as doctors triaged patients who were wounded when two rockets had landed. There were only a handful of wounded people there then, but the hospital is stretched. It's been operating with around half the staff it used to have, working with a backdrop of sandbags stacked up against boarded up windows. Elsewhere across the east, in wheelchairs and on stretchers, in ambulances and on train station platforms, the injured wait for help. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Experts say Iran disrupted internet access to the outside world as angry demonstrators rallied over the collapse of a tower in Iran that has killed at least 34 people. The disruption has plunged the southwestern province into digital isolation, making it difficult for journalists to authenticate events on the ground. It was far from smooth for travelers during the unofficial start of summer. This may be a troubling look at what lies ahead during the peak vacation season. According to tracking service FlightAware, airlines canceled more than 2,800 flights from Thursday through Memorial Day, about 2% of their schedules. Delta is usually among the top performers, but over those 5 days, it had the worst record among major carriers, with more than 800 canceled flights. Last week, Delta said it was being challenged by rising coronavirus cases among workers and trimmed its July and August schedules to try to improve reliability. I'm Ed Donahue.
Consumer confidence took a slight hit in May. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest numbers. Persistent inflation appears to be dimming Americans' view of their present and future prospects. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index dipped to 106.4 in May from a reading of 108.6 in April. The group's Present Situation Index, which measures consumers' assessment of current business and labor conditions, also dipped, as did its Expectations Index, a six-month outlook. Inflation has been running at its fastest pace in more than 40 years, prompting the Federal Reserve to raise its main borrowing rate by a half point in early May, with multiple hikes expected this year, all intended to put a brake on the economy and cool off inflation. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hi, it's Michael Paul Williams, columnist with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Join me for the new After the Monuments podcast alongside my colleague, Kelly Lemon. Here are real conversations about race in America today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Harry Hurricane Agatha hit Mexico Monday. Now it's dumping rain that could hit Florida by the weekend. Agatha made history as the strongest hurricane ever recorded to come ashore in May, making landfall Monday in southern Mexico as a Category 2 with 105-mile-per-hour winds, National Hurricane Center specialist Daniel Brown.
It's not unusual for, hurricane landfalls in that area to get really devastating flash flooding.
Evident in photos of residents wading through waist-high waters, he says now Agatha is dumping rain in Mexico, Guatemala, and Belize.
We could see that rainfall spread across portions of western Cuba, perhaps up into the Florida Keys and even parts of southern Florida or even central Florida as we head toward Friday, Saturday, and the weekend.
I'm Julie Walker.
Three more nations have joined an international investigation team probing war crimes in Ukraine. Estonia, Latvia, and Slovakia have signed an agreement during a two-day coordination meeting in The Hague to join Lithuania, Poland, and Ukraine in the joint investigation team that will help coordinate the sharing of evidence of atrocities through the EU Judicial Cooperation Agency Eurojust. As well, International Criminal Court prosecutor Karim Khan says he plans to open an office in Kiev amid ongoing calls for those responsible for atrocities since Russia's invasion to be brought to justice. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Some Democrats have been voting in Republican primaries to keep Donald Trump-backed extremists from winning control of state and federal governments. In Georgia, Diane Murray says it made her feel icky, but it had to be done. The Democrat voted in the GOP primary for Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to stop a Trump-backed election denier from winning. Raffensperger probably would not have won the primary without people like Murray. An AP analysis of early voting records from data firm L2 found an unusually high number of so-called crossover voters who were key to beating Trump's hand-picked candidates. Dozens of states allow the practice, and it's playing out in multiple primaries, but it's often ineffective. In some cases, Democrats were too focused on their own competitive races to vote in GOP primaries. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The rising number of traffic deaths in the U.S. is focusing on one road in Philadelphia. Roosevelt Boulevard is known as Philadelphia's corridor of death.
It's got high speeds. It's got many lanes. It feels like an expressway, but it's in the middle and between neighborhoods.
Christopher Polchowski is with Philadelphia's Office of Transportation Infrastructure and Sustainability.
You would not design a street like that today.
Studies show black communities like this one in Philadelphia have felt more of an impact from traffic deaths during the pandemic.
Roosevelt Boulevard is crazy.
John Baugh's son, JJ, was killed in a hit and run.
The police told me that they found him on the street, on the road. He was hit, and they didn't know how long he has been there for.
Data from the first 4 months of 2022 show more pedestrians died on Philadelphia roads so far this year than people in cars. Many of the city's ideas for fixing Roosevelt Avenue have been championed under new federal strategies. I'm Ed Donahue.
First Lady Jill Biden says she and the president don't like to hash out their disagreements in front of others, and instead do it on their phones. The First Lady says they argue by text, as she calls it, fexting. After she recently texted him during an argument, Dr. Biden tells Harper's Bazaar magazine the president told her, "You realize that's going to go down in history. There will be a record of that," noting presidential communications are preserved. Dr. Biden told the magazine, "I won't tell you what I called him that time." She also says the first couple may soon be sharing the White House living quarters with a teenage granddaughter who landed a summer internship here in Washington and wants to move into the executive mansion with her grandparents. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Millions of children in the U.S. are said to be providing some form of home care to a loved one, according to a researcher with a program to help. 11 and 9-year-old brothers Ronan and Keaton Cotilla helped take care of their dad, who's in a wheelchair with ALS.
Help put him in bed, get him out of bed, put him in the bathroom.
Their mom says paid help doesn't cover 24-hour care, and she can't do it without the boys.
It's not easy, but it's not the best thing. Like, if there's one wish, it would be that a dad didn't have ALS, so we could do a lot more fun things with him.
Dr. Melinda Cavanaugh's Why Care program gives kids not only caregiver skills, but coping ones as well.
There's no way there's less than 10 million children in this country providing care, if not more. And they exist in the shadows because we don't look at a child and say, oh, maybe they're providing care.
I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.